Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You are about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
My subject today is entitled, The Lord is My Shepherd. We are looking at Jesus as the good shepherd of the sheep. The Bible says that the Lord is my shepherd.
Bible says Erade ni me shefo.
This is what David said. David himself was a shepherd.
Na David no yo dwan shefo.
So he understood perfectly what he was talking about. If the Lord or Jesus is my shepherd, then the benefit I get is that I shall not want.
But David is saying, "Since I'm here, Obanche Fonti, so Christ only here me Obanche for dear, and yes, since I'm here, me wanti shiri niame."
I love it when he says, "I shall not want," because it doesn't say that I will have a need and then God will meet it. He says that I won't even have a need.
Receive it. The woman is saying, "I say shiri niame wanka se." Ebe do baby ansan wo niame bebem ansan ne bibi e hiya wa beyama wa se adia no. I receive it.
Do you know why you will not need anything, you will not want anything? Because in Christ Jesus, he has given us everything that pertains to life and godliness. So isn't it right to say that I will not want? Because you have everything.
That
is a mind you need to have. You have to get a supply mind. Not a demand mind.
Hallelujah.
I
receive it.
God's supply is over and above our greatest demand.
Hallelujah.
You must see yourself as so abundantly provided for at every stage in your life that you can say, I will not want.
Now I receive it. Because all who are brave, we say, we're here, dear, dear, and I'm here, my woman, and I'm so. And it's our soul, catch now, who says, she will hear me that.
Yes, there is a level in Jesus.
Now, Pepe, so do you Christ,
because he is a dimensionalist.
Or do you be a wolf, if you know, Kwanu, now, we know, your park,
yeah. Because of that, there is a level in him where you don't want anything.
Now, Esan Santi, woman people when you walk when you walk or do pampers, so be a well, Christo Munu Hiashe.
If you're a believer, Jesus is your shepherd.
So we are Judinia Christo, I will shepherd.
Even to unbelievers, Jesus wants to shepherd them.
Now, Emperor, one man in your midimpo, Christo, Ebionumusa or Pesa or Yamu or Mujan.
The Bible says that Jesus or God is the savior of all men, especially of those who believe.
Now I say Christo, only a jinkwa di ma any penny na nititi wamu wamu jinidi.
Now sometimes we think that we are the only sheep that Jesus has. He said in the book of John that there are other sheep that I have who are not in church yet.
Now I say me will not be a woman young rats on them.
Them also I should bring them.
Now almost so I was saying do one
so that there will be one shepherd. And there will be one sheepfold. So I came to say to you today that you are growing in Jesus.
I receive it.
And I want you to have the hope that you are coming to a certain point where you will not have needs. You will not have wants. You will not focus on those things.
Yes.
Your focus is going to be Him and Him alone.
Hallelujah.
In John chapter 10 verse 10, he says that the thief does not come except to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I want you to underline those three things. Because to steal refers to the devil taking things from your spirit. He steals things from our spirit. So if you are a believer, you must beware. Because what he wants to take away from you is the word of God that is in your spirit.
Matthew chapter 13 verse
19 says that when anybody hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand, the devil is always afraid of the word of the kingdom. So he will look for it, and although you don't understand, he will take it from your heart. The greatest threat the devil has is the word of the kingdom, the word of rulership. If you don't understand it, he is afraid that one day you understand. So before you are aware, the thing is not there, and you don't know when the devil stole it, but the thing is not there.
It's not there. What's your bonsam was so say? When you are a crafter, he near a sample when you are no, and not a diana and you would have mumpon war the real survivor. It's when you are also a woman, she saw when you are some nowhere here when he knew about Fako.
So he steals the kingdom word from our spirits,
and it was so soon. When
and then he tries to kill the things that are in our souls. Our soul is talking about our will, our minds, and our emotions. The devil will try to kill your desires.
Now,
especially the holy desires that you have. Desire that you have to live above sin. He wants to kill that desire. Desire that you had some time ago to devote yourself to God.
Yeah.
You realize that nowadays those desires are not there. It's like other things have taken over. It's like that those desires are dead.
Preaching good. Now once I'm can on our press, then you know when you bet in Tam Yamia Semunya dear, Uba Yan Saw Pen and I yida Nemo be before for Kunkum Bagyania dear now Baba Bishop Wabia.
So he tries to kill our souls. Whereas the good shepherd restores us, so he wants to kill your emotions so that you cannot be free. You see that you are walking and you are a believer, but you are very moody and you are not happy and you cannot express your emotions properly. It's like you have been imprisoned. He tries to kill our correct emotions.
This is a revelation. Now said ya, you don't have phone so one ya crown or be my ya be me wa ya cremuno. Wa bon sam do baba be ya de wa yemu. And it won't someone cut to the anu ababe we uncut to the ma wa nije and when ya miss some kunku ma wa nija wa nyanko pon yo mahuno. No ababe we antu na ma ya udie na when you must say Christo ni won cut the yin low at more dinya ni ma because you would bring some baby we are kusa den.
He steals things from your spirit, he kills your soul, and he tries to destroy your body.
But
enough of his words. I have to tell you about some the things that he does so that you know what a good shepherd
will do.
He says that I am come that they, the sheep, may have life. And that they may have it more
abundantly.
So much more that they will not lack.
I receive it.
If you are a believer, I want you to understand that because Jesus is your shepherd, he will bring his words of life back into your spirit.
Now, me baba catch us and we are Christian India. When you go upon the next Sam Nebassaya, but we see some
of you because he is the word of God. When he enters your spirit, the words of life is put into your spirit. When the devil stole,
I receive it. Next time, someone who a man 20 or your Sam Nuanya be raw moa and your dear dear Rob, some real few will cram who sue some of the Sandia Mount.
But there is something wonderful about the life that he gives. It is not restricted to your spirit's life. The life is so abundant that it spills over and touches your soul. It spills over your soul also and touches your body. For your body to be restored, your soul
your mind,
yes,
your will,
yes,
is going to be worked upon.
Hallelujah.
The life in your spirit,
yes,
is going to spill over, yes, and touch your soul,
yes,
and then touch your body.
Hallelujah. And come a word umuno so de mawa and you soon summon kwa ne benyan kwa na se dobu samaria na beba or dem kwana bema wamana broso se we penny won kati dia wajun so and ye pebi bebem sara shuna wuni pedia ya wa senono ye dia baba ma wuni pedia na CP. I receive it.
So receive more of the words of life.
And it is and kwa sam no jini bebre.
Let it be so rich in you.
Na endi wumunya ankasa.
That the thing will automatically spill over.
Hallelujah. I'm a preoccupied no abunatra naba unama kony.
And you will see that God is repairing your soul.
I receive it. Na sabana sa ubanso wanyankupo wasiesi wakran.
And then he touches your body life.
Na ordenensa swakawa brabwa wubane dawa unipedi.
Hallelujah. Every believer has got life. But not everybody has got the life more abundantly.
And kwana o Christo dima yede wo didi so obia wo enkwa ni bi na mo enkwa na buru so ni de anyagidi ni bi an ekuta bi.
The sign that you have life in abundance is that your soul and your body is ministered unto, refreshed,
yeah,
lifted up. Hallelujah. Yeah.
Praise God. Na sa wo wonkwa me abusu a ye be hu no wo kra no mu sa dia wo kra no e be ma ne mu so sa da woni padua no so be di asem ne be ye adwuma wo mu no.
So yearn for the words of life.
And it's mama ye nemre sa ye be hwehwe ankwa nsem no.
In fact, various people and the way that this life that I'm talking about meets them or touches them.
Na sa ankwa nsem a ye kai ekwa wo bebre su na wo ho a eka enipa awuro bebre.
I know somebody when he received life into his spirit, his mind also was revived in a unique way.
Na minimo bia onya sa ankwa nsem wo ne kram no eyade a na dwene su sha se se eye adwuma wo kwan bi so.
He wasn't very good in class before he got born again.
Na na wo nya dia wo school and sena obenya awofofro.
But after he got born again,
na ma awofofro no ba no so.
It is life, the life in his spirit spilled over and touched his soul.
Achira se enkwa na na wo ne ewo ne sunsun no ebe kan ne kra no so.
Yeah, it touched his mind.
Not Jewish as yes, sir. Yeah, Juma.
So suddenly he began to do so well.
I said you'll be a no way no fan who decamp was school.
In his academics.
When I did see him,
he was topping the class from almost the back of the class.
And canono, say I can one more rear be a bakupen or betun was here.
This person topped the common entrance in his school.
Now I fed ye. And then the class in Kwan, common entrance, so you'll be a year been
whoa. In just a matter of 1 year,
when you are full front of a pet,
he topped the old level in his school.
Now, the school, so mom, all level, and then that's form, no, and also,
and he says that there is nothing that he cannot do academically.
Now, I catch that, no, what's that? I just want to be beyond the world, see your own.
Because the life of God is
powerful. Hallelujah.
This is the life that Jesus Christ from the dead.
Hallelujah.
And spilled over to raise other saints who were,
yes,
down and they appeared in Jerusalem. Maybe you are listening to me. You think the devil has stolen from you. You think the devil has killed some things in you. You think the devil has destroyed something. But I brought you good news. It's going to touch your spirit.
Yes.
It's going to touch your soul.
Yes.
It's going to touch your body and life that you will not want.
My Baba catch our Christo ni bisha ni kwa nse. Sa tu mina inyani Christo fia ufumno. E ya tu mina sabawa kwa braboma. Ushu. Ebenyan Kenyan, Wokra, Ebenyan Kenyan, Awaja, Asad, Ebenyan Kenyan, as I said, Christian was Sudodo Maye, what to me, Fanny Shaku, Mudabida, Baby Biara, what Biara would do, the Awayan, Wayametrana Kagana.
But you see, it comes from the word of the kingdom, which is Jesus Himself.
Now, Eba, what on Yankupo, Hiniana, Samuma, a Christo Nanka.
So I say to you, have abundance of the word of the kingdom.
And it may catch up, Nasawa Yankupo, Hiniana, Samuba.
So do you know what David said?
With my dear David Kine.
Right after saying, I shall not want, he's breaking it down.
Now, I can't say, Shiri, I mean, I shall just walk.
He's breaking down the abundance.
Nasan, you're my partner, Buno, Sunu, I shall see a boom.
So he says that he maketh me lie down.
That's who I'm a meta.
In green pastures,
from
that is an imagery of abundance. You are lying in something, you are lying down in something. the thing is surrounding you. Hallelujah.
Now I am I receive it.
What are you going to lie down in?
I don't know about them.
He calls it green pastures.
Was still a rough from Edidibia.
Pasture is the food that the sheep eats.
Na enwura no Edidibia na ebia enwa no kokko didi.
He is going to give you abundance of green pastures.
Now I say what the enwura aye from and other bedem.
He's talking about more of the word that your spirit must eat. It is not ordinary word. It is a word of the kingdom that the good shepherd brought. Before our good shepherd Jesus came around, the word of God was there. But he came with a special word.
Now what are some could be by
a special word that he wants. He calls it green pasture. Because you may be listening to me and you may say that, but pastor, I read the Bible all the time.
Now what some says so for Jana making come Bible.
I am not just talking about the Bible.
Man, come Bible nothing.
I am talking about the Bible that you are reading. In which you see green pastures.
Now I say, when come when you come upon someone walking, can you? Who and where from you?
Because green pastures is talking about new word.
Now you come and where from a? I can suffer as some from.
It is not the yellowish pasture or the brownish pasture. It is the green. It is the fresh one which has come.
And yet, and we are now, I say, Shina, and I share you. No more, and we are for a chair, a decent for Naminam Nasam Sudema.
When Jesus came, he said, you have heard it said. In other words, the word of God is with you all the time. But I say to you, I am bringing you something green, something fresh. It doesn't belong to the old, it is a present truth, it is a fresh thing. I am bringing you the word of the kingdom.
Now, yes, you buy and was saying, what to say, I can say. No more, maybe so, there are some for the Ebra. Now, some. Na Kristo sande ba ya na ya sema eya munu chain.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is the pasture that is like a new understanding, yeah, which came with Jesus' coming, which he taught us.
Now, I am Tiasibia, at the Christo Maya and the Bain Tiasia Fufroqua, at Christo at the Braying.
As a sheep, you can be eating.
Say what giant Uber to me, Didi.
But the question is, are you eating the green pastures?
Nanya Yabisan, so we are giant woody and run from Nana.
The shepherd gives you the fresh, the new understanding that he brought.
Now, Ojan Shafrone didn't Tiasia Fufrone, bro, and so we are now.
You must understand the whole Bible that you should read in the light of the fresh understanding, fresh pasture that Jesus Christ says, I feed to my sheep, and I want my sheep to have abundance of it, so much of the word of life that it will spill over and affect their lives in every dimension.
Christo ba ya no dia Samson ku bi ya sronko foforo kra aba ene ye enwura from no anaso ene na wo wi anase wo da enwura num na wo wi enwura bi wo de nwura son no foforo kra ebra ene na wo wi ana.
Some of you are especially in the old pastures.
Ne bin mo ha pam dada ne bibia ye nim.
Eh, you are specialist in it.
Ye kwa pam dada ne ma sem bi e wo ho bia unim.
But you don't have the kingdom word. Jesus says that I bring you a fresh leaf, a fresh one, green, not the withered one. Don't fill your stomach with other things which you find in the Bible. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Colossians chapter 3 verse 16, let the words of Christ, let Jesus' words dwell richly in you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Teaching and admonishing one another with the words of Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's not just any other words. The words that you should eat, that you should be richly filled with, that you will lie down in it. It is the green pasture.
Yeah.
It is the kingdom way.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now some know what they are mouth. Now kofa enyura ashe no anwe. Na mo Christ ahini asam na ye foforo no de amao no. Eno na wo wi a, wo betumi ada saa enwura fomfom na na wo wi a, wo ma wo nan so na dem, wo ma wo saso na dem. Na kwa wo kwa wi de ashe ne de a, e ho ye pekrese. Bi onyankopo ahini na asam no, ene na di ye de ne bebro. Thank you, Jesus.
May the Lord open your understanding that you will receive the words of the kingdom, which the devil was afraid of and took out of your heart and stole from you. I am come, Jesus says,
yes, you say,
to give you not just what the devil stole, but to give you more of it, that you will lie down.
Because
if you have little, even the little will be taken from you. But if you aim that I'm going to have more of the kingdom
way,
I am going to understand the Bible in the light of Jesus. Everywhere I read in the Bible, I want to see Jesus. And I want to understand it as Jesus Christ will teach me by his person, by his principles, and by his performance on the cross. I want to understand everything like that.
That
is what the sheep should eat. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Let me give you one example of the new pasture, the kingdom understanding. Look at the book of 2 Peter.
Petro nguma etusumienu.
Chapter number 1.
Bakuhona.
And then you read at verse number 12.
Tichemu edu emienu.
It says, for this reason,
Osi eninti weinti,
I will not be negligent to remind you always of these things.
Me mami renfi a men kaimu wa yenu mo.
Though you know and are established in the present truth. Yes, I think it is right, as long as I am in this body, to stir you up by reminding you. Reminding you of what? Reminding you of present truth. Present truth means that there is a past truth. They are all truths. But one is present, one is past. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The head of the church, the head of the apostle says that, I am about to go, but as long as I am not gone from this earth, I haven't died, I'm going to always remind you, although you know the present truth, you know the green pasture, I will remind you so that you have abundance of it.
Verse 14.
Knowing that shortly I must put off my tent. Or I must die. Just as our Lord Jesus showed me. The Lord is going to show you when you are going home.
Amen.
He says that moreover I will be careful to ensure that you always have a reminder of these things. Underline these things. After my decease. Or after I die. Says that, look, as long as I'm alive, I will give you the kingdom word. And I will make sure that even when I am gone, I will ensure that you still have a reminder of the kingdom word, the present truth. He went on saying, using the phrase, these things. If you look at verse 12, to remind you always of these things. And look at verse 15. It says that a reminder of these things. The question is, what are these things? We have said already is the present truth. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Because Peter started by exploring a present truth. Look at the present truth in verse 3. That is 2 Peter chapter 1.
And
verse 3 says that as his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness. Ladies and gentlemen, what Peter just said was a fresh pasture. It was a present truth. Because there was a past truth that you have to struggle with God to get things for your spiritual life and to get things for your secular life. But Peter said that I am bringing you a present truth. The present truth is that God has already given you everything. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
This is a truth that some of you must just take. Because some of you have an old mind. That everything is with God. And then you have to struggle with God. You have to force him, as it were, to give you the things that you need for this life and for your ministry and for your spiritual life. So it informs how you pray. You pray with a certain mind. The mind that you have the thing already. That will make your prayers full of thanksgiving and worship and blessing the name of the Lord. I said, I'm just giving you one example of a present truth. That Peter was exploring. That you must understand that he has given you already everything. God has done what he has to do already. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
That is a fresh understanding. For some of you like the old withered pasture. That says you must struggle with God. Jesus says, I came and I'm saying unto you.
Jesus said,
God has already given you.
Hallelujah.
Because of Jesus' death. Everything. Change your mind. That pertains to life. And godliness. So that you can rest in the Lord. Do you understand that? It doesn't mean that you shouldn't do anything. You remember in Peter said that apart from your faith in claiming God's promises, which he has given us to be able to get what he has provided for us, apart from your faith in prayer, says that giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue, in other words, you want to receive the things that pertain to life and godliness, build your character, have virtue, don't be somebody that can not be trusted with money.
Now I say, Petro say, Emra yenam jidia so eji bibia tumu Christo moya brabo ako yeno. I say fa subampa eka usubaho. Me mampa yamahu nti fife ya di 20 ganama we si anu edi. Wasi anye.
Look at verse 5.
Enumono.
2 Peter 1:5.
Petro ume edi kanti.
But also for this very reason.
Wasi na way empty.
For the reason of obtaining the things already provided to you through the kingdom word. That you must exercise in your prayers.
It
says apart from that one. have character and have knowledge. This knowledge is not talking about the word of knowledge. And it is scientific knowledge. You are a believer, you want to have everything that pertains unto life and godliness. It needs some things in your head. It's not just claiming the promises of God in prayer. Says have character and read. So that you have nurses. And then he says have self-control. Have self-control. And persevere. Be patient. Be kind. He went on to describe all these things. Brotherly kindness. Some of you don't have brotherly kindness. You are good to outsiders and wicked to your siblings. Peter said, apart from brotherly kindness, have love.
Now Petro says, so when you are doing your work,
that love there is called agape. But you must have brotherly kindness. Be kind towards your blood brothers and sisters. When they need something, give it to them and stop bypassing them to minister to outsiders.
See. Says that
if you are like
that,
these things are in you
and they
abound in you,
you
will never be unfruitful in this life.
You
will have that which pertains to your spiritual life and your secular life.
Says
that a door will be opened abundantly to the everlasting kingdom. The everlasting kingdom means that you can enter the kingdom now. Because everlasting means that it was there yesterday, it is there today, it will be there tomorrow. We have to enter the everlasting kingdom. How do we do it? Ladies and gentlemen, it is by getting more of the kingdom word, like he said. And then we should add some other truths. Truths that sometimes when you hear people think that, well, you are not being spiritual. That they say you must go to school. That you must read. You must know what is going on. You understand that? Truths like brotherly kindness.
What
I've gone through teaching us, they are all what Peter called these things. The things that he said, I will make sure that even when I'm dead, you are reminded of these things. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Present truths. Green pasture is what I'm talking to you about. Pasture that will make you lie down and rest. There are some words that when you hear, you rest.
Yeah. And send me what has a
from your own works. And then your focus is on what Jesus has done already. It doesn't mean that you don't do anything. Peter says that add some things to your faith. But what you are doing is directed by God. Because of the abundance of the great pastures that are in your life. So much in you that when you open your mouth, it is green pasture that comes out.
Hallelujah.
Pasture that when you are chewing, you don't struggle to chew. it ministers rest to you. From your works to the works of Jesus. So I will end with the next phrase.
It says
that your good shepherd, after he has fed you with abundance of the kingdom, when he came and said, the kingdom of God is, the kingdom of God is, the kingdom of God. After he has fed you, he says that he will lead you beside still waters. Waters of rest. Waters of rest. Where you rest from your own works. And you follow the words of the kingdom to do the works. That the green pasture says you should do. The motive that the green pasture, the kingdom where says you must have in your neighborhood. To be a blessing to your neighbors. Not just spiritually. But with a spillover effect into your neighborhood. So that, like Jesus said, that they will see your good works. These are works that are not spiritual that you are praying. They can see that, but this one is an outbound thing. You are the lies. Let them see your good works. Yes. Force the good works on them in a way that they will give the glory to your Father.
Hallelujah. Now, and yes, you sumu yuman kuto sa wo bompaya mama ben wa se. Ma womu wumu numa pa. Ma womu wumu ni ye pa. A mamu dia ye ye ama wenyan kupo nya wa ti ben wono. Ye pa pebi obetu midi na nua kase. Wo ye sa de we man yesa wo bompaya manu. Ama dia ye ye.
But are you saying that we shouldn't minister God's word to them or spiritual things to them? That is not what I'm saying. I said, let it spill over. These are the things Jesus Christ taught.
Now, where
in his very first sermon. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
So that your works is based upon the green pasture that he has fed your life with. Your motive is after the kingdom. Hallelujah.
So, amen.
Wonderful.
Yes. Yes.
Because he does all these things for his name's
sake.
For his name's
sake.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Not for your sake. For his name's sake. I came to tell you that God is doing something that is bigger than you.
Amen.
You think that if God takes you away, he cannot do his things. What God is doing is bigger than any one person in the world. He's aiming for his name's sake. Not necessarily for your sake. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So take your eyes off yourself. And focus your eyes on what he's doing.
Hallelujah.
If you are not the person God is using, don't be annoyed.
You are preaching very good.
It's not your image God is trying to build,
though.
It is not your image God is trying to build. Otherwise, he will not expose your weaknesses. No. It is his name.
Wow.
So don't be too petty. You are thinking about your sake and your name and your reputation and your this. Ladies and gentlemen, let's have a bigger picture of the kingdom.
Hallelujah.
Whatever God is doing, let us stop fighting. Let us start supporting one another.
Hallelujah.
Forget about the fact, well, when we go to heaven, I want more rewards. Take that one easy.
Mercy. This is a word though. Jai say, when you kupo he yo bi ni ye juma, na no ne kuna nyami pa ya mi bo bebre wuhu ye. Na mi don fami nya gwa otam nsun kwa nutum. The woman says say wa fro bi a, shenu kwa na bo anu. Na men san fan short him say me pesa mi kwa hinie numa. Menya e kan wa kase akase, when a catch say, you bo tinity wa na benya kan wa kase. Sha wo kwa na ho na ye dia wo say ya na na kan no beba.
Whatever thing you think you are doing, one of these days, God is going to take something away. And you'll be surprised. Why, God, why did you do it? We are trying to build this thing. Why did you do it? Why did you do it?
It's not
building one person. It's not building one thing. It is not about you. There is a bigger cause. Let us all rally around it. In love and in support. That the things of God will move forward. The church will be a place where there is love. The church will be, Christians will be people who walk in love that the world see that they are walking in love. They shouldn't come to the church to know that we are walking in love. They should just know from where they are that they are walking in love. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name on.